21CL Radio.
Welcome to the Tech Tools Daily Show, where the 21st Century Learning International Radio team of Jamie Willett, Michael Boll, and Chris Carter review EdTech resources for you.
Hi, Jamie here with Chris and Michael, and Mike is going to tell us how to hop through time.
All right. Time flies.
Does it?
When you're having fun.
Not just hops, but it flies.
Fugit, yeah.
Especially when we get older. In fact, some studies, and I don't think I'm making this up, says that once you hit 30, time starts to accelerate incrementally after that. So by the time you're 35, even if you're going to live to 100, your life is more than half over.
Wow, that is so scary, Michael.
Yeah, you know, because at least as far as your brain is concerned, it thinks time is flying faster, so...
Oh, no.
Yeah, so anyway.
We'll talk faster.
Yeah, so we can talk about that some other time. But there's an app that takes advantage of that, and that's called Time Hop. It takes advantage of this new reality by pushing daily reminders of photos, tweets, and other stuff that you did on any given day, 1 year, 5 year, 10 years ago, depending on how deep your history is, to your phone so that you can look at it.
So, like, does this link to any social network?
That's the key. You have to link into different social ones, such as Twitter, Facebook, Foursquare accounts. You can link into your own photos, you know, iPhoto, iCloud, that kind of thing.
So did you find funny things?
It is kind of funny to go back, especially looking at old tweets and things that you wrote, like, because I've been on Twitter, I think, about 10 years now or something, and to go back and look at some of the early things that you cared about.
So if you don't have any social media, if you did this, it would say, you did not exist at this point.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So most people have Facebook accounts they've had for, I don't know, 5 or more years, so that's fun. And then just your general photos, if you have an iOS device, though it does work for Android as well, it'll just pull up photos from, as long as they're timestamped. Though sometimes I've noticed I haven't timestamped it properly, and so it'll pull up one that's like 10 years old, and it'll say 5 years ago.
You're like, I hope not.
But that's my fault.
So timestamp correctly.
Yes. Well, so it's fun. It's interesting. It's hard to find educational uses for it, though.
Yeah.
So the only thing I could come up with is you could have for teachers is they could say, here's a handout to the students. Let's do a day in the life of me. And then you pull up pictures of you 1, 5, and 10 years ago, and then the kids get to write an imagination of what you were going through based on that photo.
Well, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's like the best I can do with it. It's mostly targeted at adults. It's just kind of fun and interesting to have.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, my college roommate did this and then sent us a bunch of photos from that day that like 5 years ago or 10 years ago. I can't remember what she did. Yeah. It was really funny because we were like, oh,
that's
right.
That's a good point because you can share it out to people. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it interesting as well is you can send it to people, though they get a little annoyed after a while. And you can put it on Facebook and things like that.
Yeah.
Directly to it. So.
Oh, very fun.
Yeah. And my only concern is it's yet another app that pulls and aggregates your data.
Right.
For, you know, from all your social media accounts. And that's why it's free. So that's the trade-off from there. So, yeah, I am enjoying using it. So these are good, and there's other apps out there, one called Memoir, for example, that can do it. Any grade can use this, I guess, if they have those kinds of accounts, but mostly you'll see probably high school kids using it, and again, mostly adults.
Yeah, I mean, in high school, 5, 10 years ago, I don't know, you'd have to pull from your parents' accounts.
Yeah, and, you know, most little kids don't have something stored on their iOS device that they can.
So when your 5 year old says, look what I did 10 years ago, you know,
yeah. Wait a second.
You do believe in past lives.
So, and it's totally free?
Yes, totally free. Again, except for trading in your data.
So if I want to walk down memory lane, how would I go about doing that?
Well, I think you should call up your parents. But if you want to do it this way, you can go to timehop.com.
This Tech Tools Daily Review was brought to you by 21st Century Learning International. Find us on the web at 21clradio.com.